my God, yes. Yeah, I remember. My wife had all sorts of stuff, you know. This is the anniversary of where we first met in the hallway at school. Oh, this is the anniversary of the first day, you know, that we officially were going steady. This is the anniversary of the first day we were engaged. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I can't remember these dates, you know. If I knew I was supposed to, I'd have made a journal entry. No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, so I'm going to miss the meeting tonight. I left a message with Dave to call me when he gets a chance. But apparently it's a thing. So I guess you got to be married a handful more years before it's not a thing anymore. But I guess it's a thing. So I'm going to have to take her out to dinner tonight. Maybe I'll take her back to where I met her. What do you think? Met her at Purchase Creek Mall. It was one of those internet dating things. So either way, I'm going to not be able to attend tonight, so I'm not sure if you're going to be there or not. Dave, until Dave can give me a text if you got a break, and I don't, or call if you got a break, but his job, I don't think he gets too many breaks, and when he does, he uses them for himself, as he should. So that's going to be my evening excitement. So I did I bought a cheapy $50 tape radio to practice programming and playing around and get familiar with it and everything else. They sent me one with a bad display, which I don't care. And I sent the guy an email on his website. I actually bought it from a legit website, some company called HAIOLD or whatever. And I sent him a picture of the screen, and I said, hey, look, the screen's bad and this one, everything else like that. And he says, we'll drop you one in the mail today, a new one. So I thought, now that's customer service. Don't have to wait to get the other radio back or anything else like that. So I thought, now that's really nice. WABD.